Thank you, Mr. Chair. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, let me begin by congratulating the Global Mechanism for the progress that's been made in setting LBN targets and reaffirm IUCN's commitment to working with the Secretariat and with the parties, the Convention, to achieve these ambitious targets. In 2019, IUCN published a review of policy convergence between land degradation neutrality and forest land restoration, entitled Reviving Land and Restoring Landscapes. And in fact, the details of this are in the report that Louise presented to us a little earlier. Findings of this analysis was, and it's analysis of over 30 countries, was that low level of restoration investment being devoted to rangelands, including grasslands and savannas. And these lands, the rangelands, they're dominant in the dry lands. They're the principal land cover. And we see this low investment as a potential risk for achieving the goals of the convention. In December last year, in 2020, IUCN, with WWF and with the UNCCD Secretariat, organized a multi-actor interactive dialogue, which was called Advancing Global Action for Rangeland Restoration. Among the participants were 12 national focal points, along with representatives from civil society organizations and international organizations. I believe the report will be shared with participants. Participants in that dialogue agreed on the need to increase global understanding of the role that rangelands can play in achieving sustainable development, in achieving LDN targets. They also agreed on the importance of strengthening international commitment to and investment in rangeland restoration. We, as IUCN, will continue to work with countries to promote rangeland restoration in alignment with land degradation neutrality targets and the Sustainable Development Goals. And we support proposals to strengthen commitment to rangeland restoration at the UNCCD COP15, as well as at the UN Food Systems Summit, Climate Change COP, and in other fora that will take place during this significant year. We encourage our partners to raise attention to this vital ecosystem. It occupies more than a third of all land on the planet, 80% of the dry lands that are directly relevant to this convention. And we stand ready to support you in this endeavor, particularly in promoting action under the UNCCD. Thank you.